My advice to Esther is to be very careful and prepare for a lot of disappointment. It isn't easy to stand against the candidates of the three big political parties, and indeed some resurgent minor ones. She's going to need a lot of foot soldiers, a lot of helpers, an organization to match the professionals. So she shouldn't underestimate the risks. On the other hand, the climate of the times is ripe for an independent challenge.
Do you think she's up to the challenge? She says herself she's pretty tough.
You don't know what it's like until you start it, and then it's too late to withdraw. My view of this is that there are things you don't enjoy doing but enjoy having done, and standing for Parliament is one of them. But it's going to be a really tough, well, nearly 12 months for her.
Do you think her candidacy will reduce the election manifesto to MPs' expenses? Because that's how she decided to go for it, isn't it?
I think it's perfectly legitimate to stand on a single issue, whether it's the closure of a hospital or MPs' expenses or the deeds or misdeeds of a particular MP. But you have to understand that if and when you get elected, you're going to vote on all issues. Therefore, I think Esther's manifesto must be very carefully drafted. So people have got to know where she stands in order to know what kind of an MP they might be getting. That's only fair.
The current incumbent of Luton South, Margaret Moran MP, she has said she will be stepping down. So Esther Ranson isn't actually taking on one opponent, is she, but almost the whole establishment. That's going to make things very difficult, isn't it?
My only reservation about Esther's candidature, I like the idea of independent standing, is that if she was going to tilt at a windmill, the windmill has disappeared from the landscape. I would like the idea where the people who should have been deselected or thrown out because of their expenses are standing again. Then in these cases, I think there's a strong argument for challenging them with what I call a local hero. That is an independent from, shall we say, Salford or somebody else with a strong local track record. And I think these challenges should be really powerful.
You yourself have been quoted as saying you're too old for politics and for journalism. Do you think age is going to be an issue, bearing in mind she's slightly older than Ming Campbell, who, of course, whose detractors savaged him for his age?
Age shouldn't be an issue. I've been asked if I'm going to stand against the next parliament, and I'm inclined to think probably no, though I'm not ruling it out, because I would by then be 71. On the other hand, Dr. Richard Taylor, the independent MP for Wyre Forest, which is Kidderminster, is 2 years older than I am. I know that because we went to school together, and he's doing fine. I don't think there are any general rules. One thing I would say, I like people with experience of life rather than people who haven't done anything but politics since they were at university.
And if she is elected, do you think she can make a difference?
She'll certainly get a lot of attention in the House. I would hope that at the next Parliament there will be at least a handful of elected independents, who, of course, will not be a party but a group. They have a natural leader in Dr. Taylor. I think she can, but you never really find out until you get there. I think she's making a very bold decision. All I can do is to wish her luck in very difficult circumstances.